session number 8844, rule number 3.
Jahavi, rule 3.
Without officers. Those are the three things I think the army has learned and which were lacking in 1940.
I think you were saying that one of the problems was lack of information.
Yes, I think certainly someone of my low level as a platoon commander didn't really know what was going on, and there were no opportunities really of getting together with the other officers in a mobile situation, particularly one of withdrawal. I would think that platoon commanders can do their job better if they are better supplied with information, but I do see there are difficulties involved.
Were you briefed at any stage as a second lieutenant as to what the objectives were?
No, I can't think you were. You'd probably say, well, we'd get in the bus and drive like hell. And that's about all it came to.
So would all your instructions, all your orders, come to you through Fotheringham, or would you get orders from higher up?
No, they'd come through Fotheringham. But, of course, part of the 1941 improvements were the dissemination of information, order groups and things of that sort, which became an integral part of mounting an operation. And this, of course, has completely reorganized the function of, and the ability to know what's going on. But of course, once the operation's launched, then information may become more scarce.
Was anything said before you landed to the unit about the behaviour of British troops in a foreign country, about how you were expected to behave, or was it just assumed that you knew?
No, I don't recollect anything specific being said, except possibly as regards coping with the cold climate. I don't think there was any talk about fraternization or anything of that sort. Of course, we weren't going to an occupied country. We weren't going to an enemy country. I would have said no, nothing was said.
How did the troops behave as regards Norwegian property? Did they respect it or not?
Yes, I think they did. I think they did. By that, I don't mean that troops always do respect property. But there wasn't much opportunity of doing anything else.
But you didn't have to deal with any cases of vandalism or theft?
Nothing at all, no. No, we didn't have any trouble, I'm glad to say.
You mentioned this chap, Erich Levenhaupt, but apart from what you said about him, was there ever any suspicion that there might be fifth columnists operating in Norway?
Rumours always get around, don't they, in those situations. And it became a great talking point. Not so much in Norway, possibly, as in France. But it just became one of the sort of things people were told to look out for, but I don't think we had anything. The Norwegians, I suppose, were probably had a lower proportion of fifth colonists than any nation.